Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Happy Hump Day, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Wednesday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 19th of July, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours. Coming your way, as always, in about 5 minutes. Yeah. It's back! And here we thought it was just gonna die away. Yeah, I'm talking about Google Glass. Now, all be said, we all kind of thought in the back of our minds, this thing's probably coming back, right? Apparently, Google has been redeveloping the technology for enterprise sectors. And yesterday, Alphabet, by the way, Google's parent company, announced the Glass Enterprise Edition. It's basically an updated version of what we already seen that targets factory workers and doctors. So as you probably guessed, no, we're not gonna go to our nearest Tesco or Walmart and see these things on the shelf. Nah, you're probably gonna have to work for companies like Boeing, DHL, GE, and Volkswagen. So more or less, Google says, boy, we got a lot of these in the back room that didn't sell, which was called the Explorer Edition. Let's just put a new sticker on it and see if we can get rid of the things. Wednesday, hacker news coming in your face. This is going to make UK residents a little unsettled. In fact, it might make the rest of the world a little unsettled when we think about our power infrastructure. Yeah, there's been a leaked memo that's made its way onto the web saying that, yeah, UK power plants, they might have been compromised. This memo, coming from the National Cybersecurity Center, identified links from multiple UK IP addresses. Now, we're hearing kind of two different stories here. We're hearing one that, yes, it's hackers. Then we're hearing another one that says no, it was state-sponsored hackers, meaning the good guys trying to be the bad guys, and letting these power companies just how easily compromised their infrastructure is. Let's hope it is the latter one. Yeah, because if it's not, we might be getting a letter from Putin pretty soon saying, you want the electricity? You need to pay up now. Oh, Snapchat's getting snappier. They announced a new pair of Snapchat features that will make recording and editing footage a lot easier for you and your social media narcissistic life. The first feature is called Multi-Snap, and it's going to let you record up to 6 10-second clips in succession. The other one is a new effect called Tint Brush. That's going to let you edit the color of objects within a photo, which I have to say is kind of cool. Now, if you want to take advantage of the recording feature, you got to be on iOS, at least for now. That feature will roll out starting today. However, though, if you're on iOS and Android, yes, the Tint Brush feature will be for both of you. And finally, thank goodness for Batwinch, who supplied me with this and finally today. Had not, I don't know if I would have came up with one. That's how slow the news was today. iRobots becoming very much part of our future. Have you ever kind of leaned back and said, I wonder how a robot feels? I mean, come on. If they could think about how meaningless their life is, one has to wonder if they might just end it all. Well, wonder no more. A security robot in Washington, D.C. decided, yep, there's just not enough left in this world for him. That's why this poor old thing drowned in a fountain. The robot, which by the way is made by Nightscope, and they kind of been in the news lately too. One of the robots before actually ran over a toddler, but that's a totally different story. In any case, it looks like this robot is beyond repair due to water damage. And it has to be said, a co-worker that actually worked in the building that saw the whole incident and put it on Twitter kind of sums it up, really. We were promised flying cars, instead we got suicidal robots. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, our website for the podcast, the blog, and the review section, and so much more. British Tech Network, that's our Facebook page. Give us a like, would you? Thanks. Also, on Twitter, you can follow us at British Tech. You can follow me, too, on Twitter as well, at Kyle Swagger. Haven't said it in a while. Remember, Swagger, just one G. Thank you very much. And also, our Slack room with our BTN community. Lots of people are coming over. If you haven't came on over, come on, you don't know what you're missing. You can do that at britishtech.slack.com. The new show shall be returning for Friday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over Wednesday and Thursday for your Friday edition. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Wednesday, and thank you as always for listening.